Good morning. Unsettled weather overnight in the form of some light snow and sleet. Also, pockets of freezing rain and rain making the morning commute a bit dicey across most of interior New York and New England. Some minor accumulations of snow occurred overnight across the higher terrain, while pockets of icing went on across most of the valley locations. So slippery travel in order early this morning across most of the region as temperatures hover within a couple of degrees on either side of 32. As we get deeper into the morning and this afternoon, temperatures will creep into the middle and upper 30s, and we'll have spotty light rain and snow showers. Still some pockets of sleet and freezing rain possible off and on throughout the day and into the evening, so a slow evening commute expected once again. Temperatures will slide back down through the 30s toward the upper 20s tonight. Still, some leftover moisture and energy will wring out some snow showers, perhaps a few spotty areas of freezing rain. Patchy fog and freezing drizzle also a possibility tonight before we have a drying trend take hold into the day tomorrow. With high pressure building in behind this system, a cloudy and in some cases foggy start, then we'll have breaks in the clouds with more sunshine by the end of the day tomorrow, and this will help temperatures push into the lower 40s. A dry stretch of weather Friday and into the weekend with high pressure in control. We'll look for a fair amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds. And for this time of year, relatively mild with highs in the lower 40s Friday and Saturday and near 40 degrees on Sunday. The next round of storminess coming in from the deep south for Monday and Tuesday looks like it'll bring a batch of milder air with it. So even early next week, as the next storm heads our way, we're talking about mainly rain on Monday and Tuesday with highs back up into the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the same storm that's producing wintry weather here in the Northeast will also generate periods of heavy rain and thunderstorms across the deep south along its trailing cold front. Some strong thunderstorms are also likely and could produce localized flooding. Meanwhile, the weather pattern across the Pacific has become quite active again, starting with heavy rain and mountain snow due to a strong low-pressure system off the Washington coast. A variety of winter weather is expected in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho, and winter storm watches, warnings, and advisories have been issued for snow in the mountains, and freezing rain advisories and ice storm warnings are out for the valleys. The storm will also provide California and much of the Intermountain West with significant precipitation over the next couple of days, and winter storm warnings are out for the Sierras again. Strong and gusty winds are also likely near the coast and for the higher elevations. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility, light snow and fog, 10 degrees, with a south-southeast wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals in 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1.5 miles visibility, light snow, drizzle, and fog, 33 degrees at the dew point 31, 92% relative humidity, an east wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches, and it's holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 30 below zero at Bondurant, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain showers mid-40s, Boston cloudy with rain in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with scattered rain showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 34 degrees, the low 19. The average temperature, 27, that's 5 degrees above normal. 0.56 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, just a trace of snow and sleet. 0.9 of an inch for the month, that's 9.1 inches below normal. And 15.3 inches of snowfall for the season, which is 11.5 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 59, set in 1973, and the record low, 19 below zero, in 1957. Sunrise this morning, 7:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:51 p.m. 9 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with Snow showers, also sleet and rain, possibly some freezing rain today with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with scattered snow showers and some freezing drizzle possible tonight. Also areas of fog with lows around 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain showers, fog, and drizzle today with highs near 40. Cloudy with fog and drizzle tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, cloudy with rain showers, also sleet and possibly freezing rain today, highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with scattered snow showers and some freezing drizzle possible tonight, also areas of fog with lows around 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain showers, also sleet and possibly freezing rain today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy with scattered snow showers and some freezing drizzle possible tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain and snow showers, also sleet and possibly some freezing rain today with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with scattered snow showers and some freezing drizzle possible tonight, also areas of fog with lows around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds, then breaks of sunshine in the afternoon, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday in the upper 30s to around 40. Some light mixed precipitation Monday morning, changing to rain in the afternoon near 40. And more rain likely on Tuesday with highs in the middle to upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.